In May, New York City may become one of the few American cities to ban discrimination based on body size. It's part of a growing national movement to add weight to protected categories like gender, race, disability. Councilman Sean Abreu introduced the bill.
Body discrimination denies people necessary, even life-saving, medical treatment, contributes to financial inequality, and creates serious mental health challenges.
There's an advocacy group, the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance, and there are a lot of concerns about the workplace. Michigan has a law banning weight discrimination. When Hooters was sued by a former waitress who said she was placed on weight probation, she won in arbitration, and court watchers say employers should be aware of the issues involved as more laws spring up. So let's talk about the workplace with Virgie Tovar. She's written books like Hot and Heavy, Fierce Fat Girls on Life, Love, and Fashion, and You Have the Right to Remain Fat. Her popular Instagram account is full of pictures of her smile and trademark pink glasses. And Virgie joins us now. I am looking at them. You are just one wild dresser.
Thank you.
I mean, just first of all, your sense of yourself as we enter this conversation. We are radio, so your sense of yourself.
I am someone who, like you mentioned, experiences weight discrimination. I come from a larger bodied family. I was raised by my grandparents who are Mexican immigrants. And, you know, I've always been really fascinated by the ways in which body size is sort of discussed in the United States. I mean, I was introduced to the word fat and it was used against me, you know, around the age of 4 or 5. Mm. And I really internalized it as a personal failure and something that I resolutely could quote unquote fix, and just ended up with an eating disorder. Thankfully, I was, you know, in graduate school studying how weight discrimination impacts gender actually in women, and stumbled upon fat activism and fat positivity, of which NAFA, the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance, is obviously a part. It was the first time in my life that someone asked me, have you ever considered that there is nothing wrong with you? Mm. And it really saved my life. Until that point, at the age of 29, I had never considered that before. And I think what really matters to me is taking the conversation away from the current domain in which it exists, which is the health and the medical domain, into the domain of human rights.
Okay, well, I apologize in advance because I may ask you some of the questions that are asked about health, but we hear you.
Yeah.
You live in San Francisco, one of the few cities that does have a law in the books that makes it illegal to discriminate based on body size. So tell us, what are some of the ways that people get discriminated against?
Hiring is a big factor, as well as the promotion process. Right now, you can literally not hire someone because of their weight. You can literally harass them. I mean, I think of someone who was a close friend and she worked at a law startup, and she was overtly discriminated against as a person in a larger body, to the point that when they were doing employee awards, this sort of team building, morale building thing at the end of the year, her boss gave her a pig trophy. Mm. That's not an offense that could lead to anything, right? Because there is no law. The other thing that impacts the day-to-day life of people in larger bodies is there's a wage gap. And they've done research in this and looked at how it impacts plus-size women in particular. And some estimates are as high as $19,000 per year. Mm. It's both employers encouraging higher weight people to apply for lower paying, less client-facing positions, and wanting thin people, being the client-facing side of their business.
And we understand the New York law has exclusions from certain jobs that can make the case that they have a bona fide reason to not have a person who's full-bodied in certain positions. And for instance, one would be a firefighter. Can you see how some companies might not want somebody at a front desk if, in their opinion, I'm playing devil's advocate here, that person doesn't exude whatever it is that that company does? Let's say it's a health club.
I think it's important to ask in this situation, right? Right now, we're in a moment culturally where weight discrimination is normal. And so it's useful sometimes to offer a hypothetical in these sort of situations. would you feel okay about it if you were saying that about a trans person or about a person of color? We can understand in these other cases where we have made much more progress how offensive and how problematic it would be to consider that question in any of the other protected categories that is the basis of discrimination. And I think it's only the beliefs of the inferiority of people in larger bodies. And I think a lot of, frankly, like misinformation.
Well, tell us more about that. And again, playing devil's advocate, let's say it was a candidate for demonstrating gym equipment. A business owner couldn't legally not hire a person just because of their color, if they're fit enough to do a demo. But right now, they cannot hire them if that person is also overweight and perceived to be unfit. Under these new laws, they could be sued. Should they be?
It's in this realm of hypothetical, I understand. But yeah, like, for instance, I mean, I'm with the firefighter, my thought is, you know, do you have the appropriate equipment if someone is qualified for this position? If this is a matter of not having access to a ladder that is built for, you know, whatever weight, that could be sort of a challenge, right? But no, I don't think that you should presume just because someone is in a slender body, for example, doesn't mean they can use exercise mm-hmm. equipment. Mm-hmm. I think there's just sort of a lot of presumptuousness that kind of goes into it where it's like, actually, there's people of all sizes who cannot use gym equipment.
It reminds me of a case in 2013. This was the case of the former cocktail waitresses at a casino in Atlantic City. Their employer legally told them that they couldn't gain more than 7% of their original body weight, and some were told to take laxatives before mandatory company weigh-ins. I'm presuming these kinds of laws would allow for lawsuits against behavior like that.
I think it goes back to sort of this archaic idea of what healthy looks like, what attractive looks like. And this is, again, one of those moments where cultural beliefs and data don't match, which there's a lot of those in this conversation around weight. But in general, it is higher weight people who are encouraged to restrict food, to overexercise, to do all of these things. So I think there's sort of a presumption that thin people have some kind of knowledge that people in larger bodies don't have. I'm like, we're the ones who are the targets of these ads and these campaigns. So we're highly sensitized to all of these things. Again, we know from research that if you were born into a larger body, you are likely always going to be in a larger body.
Well, and I'm sitting here thinking, I'd like to see someone tell Lizzo that she doesn't look good, you know.
Yeah.
Metropolitan opera singer Tracy Cox testified that she was encouraged to develop an eating disorder, told to get bariatric surgery. So it feels to me like this law, rather than victimizing, you see it as empowering some way to fight back.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, the current prevailing idea is that you can resolutely control your weight. And there is not a single paper that shows that you can control it long term. Also, I'm hoping that this will push people to really look hard at the data. And so my hope is that, you know, that this legislation may potentially surface that, so more people feel like, hey, I deserve not to be discriminated against, versus, hey, I should change my body size in order to accommodate culture-wide discrimination.
Right. Hey, by the way, how do you know someone hasn't been hired because they're perceived as being overweight?
It often looks like you're having fantastic first, second round interviews over the phone, but then you go in for the in-person and there's just a complete shift in energy and enthusiasm. Mm. I think that's the kind of case where it's going to be a strong one. And I think it's the onus of proving otherwise will be on the employer at that point.
What about once people are at work?
Actually, someone very close to me, a lawyer, he was overtly told both in law school and once he got hired that he needed to keep his weight down in order for him to be someone who clients want to work with. And he anecdotally would share with me that his thinner colleague, who was his junior, would consistently get assigned to more cases than him. Other instances are being denied a promotion or not being able to ascend in the company the way that smaller bodied colleagues may be able to.
Maybe you can't get a comfortable chair from your employer,
right?
Or maybe people actually make comments about your weight. But what about people who might comment about your weight out of concern? They're worried.
This concern, right? Like it is just another form of bigotry. It's a presumptuousness. It's an idea that you get to sort of are entitled to information about this person or are entitled to an opinion that you have no necessarily any right. information to confirm.
I'm presuming that you'd like to see a federal law.
Yes, I mean, absolutely. I think that's what needs to happen. And I'm hoping that that's the direction that the New York law is heading. Truly, when you look at the picture of what weight stigma and weight discrimination do in tandem to higher weight people, it is astonishing and staggering and tragic and unnecessary. And my hope is, obviously, when we change the law, it creates an impetus to change attitudes.
By the way, I just want to note that those waitresses who sued because their employer told them that they couldn't gain more than a certain percentage of weight, and some of them were encouraged to take laxatives, they lost because there was no law. Virgie Tovar, she's made fighting weight discrimination and practicing body positivity her life's work. We'll link you to her website and Instagram at hereandnow.org. Virgie, thanks so much.
Of course. Good talking to you.
And we will be following the New York City bill banning weight discrimination in health, housing, work. A vote is expected in May.